Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 241. Here is the extracted text from the image, 91002241. Mr. Dorsey, I was arguing to the jury the evidence. The court, did you make a statement to that effect? Mr. Dorsey, I made a statement that those two young ladies say they met Holloway as he left the factory at 11:05. I make the statements that as soon as they tracked down to that Greek cafe, Quinn came in and said to them, I have just been in and seen Mr. Frank. Mr. Arnold, they never said that. They said they met Holloway at 11:45. They said at the Busy Bee Cafe, but they met Quinn at 12:30. Mr. Dorsey, well, get your record. You can get a record on almost any phase. This busy Quinn was blowing hot and blowing cold. No man in God's world knows what he did say, but I got his affidavit there. Mr. Arnold, I have found that evidence now, Mr. Dorsey, about the time those ladies saw Quinn. Mr. Dorsey, I'll admit he swore both ways. Mr. Arnold, no, he didn't either. I read from the evidence of Miss Corinthia Hall. Then Mr. Dorsey asked her, then you say you saw Lemmy Quinn right at the Greek cafe at 11:55, something like that? No, sir. I don't remember what time it was when I saw him. He came into the cafe, ordered sandwiches and a cup of coffee, drank the coffee, and when we were waiting on the change, he came in. And further on, all he said, Quinn, was he had been up and had seen Mr. Frank. That was all he said. A. Yes, sir, and so on. Now the evidence of Quinn. What sort of clock was that? He's telling the time he was at DeFore's pool parlor. What sort of clock was that? A Western Union clock. Q. What did the clock say when you looked at it? A. 12:30. And he also swore that he got back to the pencil factory at 12:30. That's in a half dozen different places. The court. Anything contrary to that record, Mr. Dorsey? Mr. Dorsey. Yes, sir. I'm going to show it by their own fable that didn't occur, that don't scare anybody and don't change the facts. The court erred under the foregoing facts in not restraining 158,